Blog Talk Radio.
Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and we want to thank you for listening and allowing us to spend some time with you and share our thoughts, beliefs, comments, all of the above. This show will also be taking any callers, so if we have any callers that are interested in participating in the show, we welcome you to please do so. The number for callers is 323-443-7471. Again, the call at the show... The phone number for callers is 323-443-7471. And as always, Blog Talk, we're going to bring up a subject or some subjects that may be a little near and dear to some people. Some people may be able to take it, some people may not. But we share these things based on the belief that they are going to help us all in the end. So... today we're going to talk about getting it quick. Getting it quick, and that the price is just too high. Every day, none of us do half or a quarter of the things that we need to do. And when I say the things that we need to do, I'm talking about the things that we need to do in reference to our health. Not only our physical health, but our mental health. You know, mental health, spiritual health, all of those different factors that play into our health, because health is more than any one state. Health is actually a series of different things that make the whole. And as somebody once said to me, you can never truly have a balance, but you can try darn hard to get as close as possible. And most of us are nowhere near close. Now, I understand that we are all human, so therefore we're subject to fail, okay? They even talk about that in biblical terms. However, a lot of us are not helping ourselves on any level. We do a lot of things that are very counterproductive to our survival and technically should go by every instinct that runs through every fiber of our being. However, we've become so conditioned, so predisposed to doing so many negative and uncomplimentary things that it seems to be the norm, and it also seems to be very accepted amongst most people. However, that still doesn't make it right. That still doesn't make it serve you. That still doesn't put you in the position where it's going to be of a benefit to you on any level. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the fact that these things that we're doing to ourselves are not a benefit. And in a lot of ways, they're basically killing us, and they're killing us from the inside out. And again, it's not just the physical, it's also the mental. You know, there's different parts of us that are being damaged by these counterproductive thoughts, counterproductive actions, all of the above. And I'm going to tell a story. And the story isn't to put anybody out there or to make anybody feel as though, you know, they're doing anything wrong. But it's just a concern that was shared with me, and I thought that it was really kind of sad. And don't know if this person will actually listen to this recording or not, or listen to the show, or even call in. I would welcome them to call in. But anyway, you know, or anybody that you feel the story may fit you, if you call in, and maybe give you a point. But before you do that, I'd like you to please listen to what we have to say, and then look at it through somebody else's eyes and stop looking at it through your feeling of justifying your reasoning for whatever it is that you do. First off, most most of us don't eat correctly. I mean, we don't eat correctly on any level. And don't get me wrong, Blog Talk, I don't always eat correctly myself. You know, there's plenty of times where, you know, I shouldn't have M&Ms or I shouldn't have cookies. Matter of fact, my kids have a tendency to call me the cookie monster because of the amount of cookies that I eat. However, you know, I do regularly exercise. However, I do a series of other things, you know, that help to kind of, I can't say replace, but they kind of balance out, you know, everything that I'm doing. Like I said, none of us are perfect, you know, but regular exercise is a very important part of your life. There's just too many people, and the show tomorrow is actually on Over 50 and Fit, but there's too many people that are just not doing the things that they need to do to take care of themselves on any level, and the level of self-destructiveness is just ridiculous, you know. One young man used it as people are being hoisted by their own petard. They're so determined to do what they're going to do that they're going to do it even if it kills them. And that is a truly sad thing. You know, that's something that is monumentally, it's insane. It's just not very bright. It's not insane. It's just not very bright. And I know that the majority of people out there are actually pretty intelligent. So for people to do it, and to do it at the levels in which they do it, is just, it's kind of appalling. Because we've got so many people out there that are so bright. We've got so many people out there that are so smart. We have so many people out there that are so able. But anyway, it is what you make it, right? So everybody wants to get it quick. You know, we stay at these fast food restaurants. You know, we're in a rush to get home so that we can sit in front of the television and let it stare at us. You know, we sit and read papers that give us a whole bunch of negativity and are very non-productive and don't serve us. We watch the news and listen to all of the negative events that are going on. We believe what the news tells us. And I'm not saying that the news is lying. But what I am saying is that the news is into the sensationalism of it and that bad news sells. And we get caught up in that and we start believing that we're a part of it. It's just like the present economy. The economy is bad. It is. However, the economy is not bad all over the United States. And in different parts of the United States, the economy is worse than others. And in different parts of the United States, the economy is better than others. However, everybody's gotten into the mindset that they're just doing bad. And that's really not it. You know, sleeping until you can't sleep anymore and then jumping out of your bed to jump into your car to drive to work and then being miserable driving to work and then being miserable at work and then coming home and being miserable is not serving you. It's not helping you. It's not helping your mental psyche. It's not helping your physical psyche. It's not helping your relationships on any level, be it intimate relationships or just non-intimate relationships or your ability to coexist with other human beings. You know, the funny thing is that the world has gotten faster. And everything nowadays we get in the instant. You know, customer service is lacking in most places. You're not really getting customer service. You're getting a fast answer. And sometimes those fast answers aren't even correct. However, but we're satisfied with that because we need it and we need it now. We wait. We underestimate how long it's going to take us to do just about everything. So we're getting it faster. We're getting it much more faster than we've ever gotten it before. However, what's happening is we're sacrificing speed for quality. You know, I was taking a course. I do a lot of continuing education. And I was taking a course, and the guy was talking about how, yes, we've come to the conclusion where, you know, we're getting things a lot quicker. However, the level of quality is so poor that we're only finishing it so that we have to do it again. You know, we're only finishing it so that it's of substandard material. Now, it's of the standard material to pass whatever inspections need to happen. But the level of quality is there. I mean, isn't there. So since the level of quality isn't there, you know, it's not as safe as it could have been. It's not going to last you as long as it could have lasted you. You know, a long time ago, I was looking at the difference between men's shoes and women's shoes. You know, this is just as a point. And the more expensive men, or the more quality men's shoes, which since there aren't as many men's shoes made, they have a tendency to be a little bit more expensive anyway. But a good pair of men's shoes were anywhere from $100 to $200 to $300. And then I went into a woman's shoe store, like, you know, one of the Foot Lockers or you know, other shoe places. And Pickens, I mean, different shoe places. Anyway, I went into the other shoe place, and they had racks of shoes for women that were $10 and $20, you know, and $30. And I thought that it was amazing. And I was talking to my wife, and my wife was explaining to me, well, the difference is that women have a tendency to buy a lot of shoes, where men usually buy a couple of pairs of shoes, and that's it, unless you're one of the metrosexual men, and they have as many shoes as most women do. Not saying there's anything wrong with shoes, ladies. But what shoes, what I ended up realizing was is that that $120 or $200 pair of shoes were, one, made a lot better than those other shoes because of the fact that those shoes were expected to last longer. They were expected to be used more frequently, where a lot of women's shoes, you know, a woman may not wear the same shoes in 2 or 3 weeks, you know, or maybe even longer. And, you know, I hadn't looked at it that way. But that when you look at it that way, these shoes that were made for men that were more expensive were very quality shoes, and they lasted. You know, they wore well. Where there's cheaper shoes that men buy having a tendency to fall apart sooner. Why? Because they're worn more. And with women, the reason that their shoes are cheaper, not that they don't have expensive and quality shoes too, but the reason that their shoes have a tendency to last longer is because they're not worn as frequently. So ladies and gentlemen, again, there's a price that you pay for either way that you go. Now, the interesting thing is it's causing us to lose much more than we gain. I personally do not believe that we have gained anything really in the end. So in the last 30 to 40 years, what have we gained? I mean, look at the house market. This is just another example. The house market, a house that was built, let's say in 1970, and sold for like $100,000+. In some cases, in 2000, that same house sold for 3 times what it was originally worth. But that same house had 3 different or 4 different families that had lived in it since it was constructed. It had had that those 3 families or 4 families worth of wear that had taken place in it. You know, maybe they upgraded the kitchen or something like that. But for the most part, that was an older house that has now acquired problems over time because each family has done different levels of damage to it. And most people are not going to spend money unless they really need to. However, we gouged and coerced and manufactured to the fact to where that same house that was only worth $100,000 in the 1970s, 1980s, now in 2000, was worth $300,000, $400,000. Yet it had all of this wear and stuff on it, but we wanted it fast, and the housing market couldn't keep up. So we ended up creating what? We ended up creating a bubble. The bubble busted, and then a lot of people in the end lost, or a lot of people paid for a lot more house than they could afford. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing. And again, now what are we doing? We're working harder. You know, the American person is working like 10 times harder than any other country. You know, yes, and we're more modern, we're more progressive, all of that stuff. And, yeah, we're working harder, we're putting more time in, but we're also gaining more stress. Now, in some cases, are we living longer? Yes, we are. But we're living longer with the aid of pills and machines and potions and lotions and things that, again, are not really helping us. They're masking our symptoms. They're not making us any wholer. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the main thing of this show today is that we need to slow down and we need to start providing and expecting quality in our products and services that we get. We need to start becoming more one with our families. We need to start becoming more one with ourselves. We need to take care of our health. We need to stop taking pills to mask symptoms. We need to start doing the things that are going to make our lives ones of quality. We need to, again, leave a legacy, not just debt, not just problems, not just aggravations. Because like I said before, right now we're spending longer hours on our jobs than we've ever spent before. We're spending less time with our family and less time with doing our lives or doing the things that we need to do. We've got stress in a number of areas, and we suffer from poor health. Again, some of us are living longer. Yes, we are. However, the quality of life that we're living longer in is substandard. It's not appropriate, and it just doesn't make any sense. Now, the story I'm going to tell you was told to me by a young man, and the young man was telling me how he was with his mother, who still works. And when he was with his mother, he was talking to his mother about, you know, his concerns with her eating habits and in some cases with her, I can't say, well, not inability, her lack of tolerance when it comes to certain things, you know, how things that don't matter for some reason matter to the young lady. And he was expressing to her that, you know, he was really concerned because he loves her, because he cares for her, because she matters to him and she matters in his world. So now that we've gotten that little bit out the way, this is not a judgment, this is an observation. The young man was complaining to his mother about her eating habits, about her constantly getting upset about certain things, and about the fact that, you know, when a lion roars, it roars because it has every ability to back it up. However, when certain people roar, they really have no idea what's even really necessary to back it up. And there was a saying that used to be said when I was a child. It said, don't write a check that your ass can't cash or that you're not willing to back. And unfortunately, we live in a world where a lot of people are writing checks that they are not prepared to back. They do not have the finance in there. They do not have the credit. And in order for you to have credit, ladies and gentlemen, you had to put money in. And that credit also goes for your relationships. That credit also goes for your mistakes. That credit you earn by doing the right things again and again and again so that when the wrong things occur, they are forgiven. Anyway, the young man was talking to his mother and he was explaining to her that a lot of the stuff that she eats, you know, is very non-supportive of her system. You know, that she doesn't eat foods that benefit her body. She eats foods that basically are just fillers. They don't really give any nutritional value. And one of the places that he was talking about was Dunkin' Donuts. He was talking about donuts and coffee, to be specific. And what he was saying was, hey, you know that that's really, really not good for you, and I'm kind of concerned. Would you please consider, you know, maybe we go to the grocery store and we pick up some things that you can pop in the microwave. Again, fast food, but fast food that's a little better for you, that we could pop in the microwave. And in the morning, 2 minutes, you're out. A minute, you're out. And now instead of you eating something that's full of just empty calories and sugar and cholesterol, you're eating something that's going to be better for you and you're going to be better prepared for the day. You know, instead of drinking coffee, you know, how about, you know, we've got orange juice, we've got apple juice, we've got water, we've got, you know, flavored waters that have zero calories. How about we grab one of those, or maybe even just a hot chocolate, but something that's not going to give you that same caffeine boost and be as detrimental to your health. So all in all, you're going to be able to lose weight. All in all, you're going to save money because of the fact that he also put out the fact that that Dunkin' Donuts and that coffee was costing you, I don't know, $6 to $7 a day, where you could buy a package for $10, and that $10 can replace what you're spending a day just in going to the Dunkin' Donuts and getting the things that you're getting. And I'm not harping on Dunkin' Donuts. I'm just using them as an example because that's what the young man actually was talking about at the time. But he wasn't just talking about them. He was talking about every other fast food place that has become the nutritional substitute for our people today. And he was saying, and the, you know, the lady argued with him and told him, no, I don't want that. This is what I want, et cetera, et cetera. So the young man even volunteered. He said, well, listen, if it's a time thing because you want to get it and go because you're in a rush in the morning, he said, how about this? Since I'm at home right now, how about I get up early in the morning and I set up your drink? You know, I set up the everything, and then the only thing that you would have to do in the morning is grab your cup of coffee or grab your cup of juice or grab your cup of whatever, which will already be sitting in a cup that you can put in the car, and a sandwich that will already be already heated up and ready for you so that you can go. The person still argued the issue. The person said, no, that's not what I want. This is what I want, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to listen. We have to stop having an argument when there doesn't need to be an argument. We need to start thinking about ourselves and start thinking about our health. You know, you can do it. You can do it. All you have to do is believe that you can do it and then apply yourself. You know, again, you have to consider yourself. We want so bad to kill ourselves that it's just crazy. You know, we just want to get it, and we want to get it fast. And every day on earth is a gift. And for those of you that want to preach and tell me all of this great stuff, you know, your body is a temple. If you believe in God, then you know that you shouldn't be throwing garbage in the temple that he gave you. I understand it's a temporary temple, and eventually you're going to go to this massive temple in heaven. However, what about taking care of the temple you have today? Because it's up to you. Again, what were you given that animals were not given? You were given a choice. You were given one of the largest brains in the world. Of all the mammals and animals in the world, you've got one of the largest brains. You can think. You see what's going on. You're given information. You know, stop hoisting your own petard. That's a William Shakespeare term, and it talks about you basically hanging yourself, you putting yourself in a position where all you're going to get out of it in the end is negative stuff. You know, look at what this mindset is doing to us all. Look at what's happened in our country. Look at what we've done to America and what America has become based on this, and not just America, the overall world. And the negativity that we're bringing into our lives and that we're sharing with our families, all right? The levels that it's affecting us on are just so vast, and the damage that's being done is so phenomenal. It is just amazing, and it doesn't have to happen, all right? We can all live a very long and prosperous life. However, we need to treat life like what it is, sacred. And it is sacred. However, we treat it as if it's a disposable napkin and we can wipe our plop-plop with it and then just throw it away and flush it. Well, guess what? Even waste has to go someplace. There's some negativity in everything. And if we're not willing to do our part, then we're going to constantly find ourselves out there floating in a pool, a cesspool, because that's what we're creating. We're throwing waste into our body, and then our bodies are not becoming godly temples. They're becoming places that hold waste. They're becoming places that you wouldn't want to live in. This is your temple. This is your body. You need to treat it with the respect that it's due. It's the vessel that's going to help you to be able to do all of the things that you need to do while you are here on this earth. And it is your responsibility to take care of it. Again, on a mental, on a physical, and on an emotional level. So, with that said, Blog Talk, ladies and gentlemen, let's start walking. Let's stop eating all of the negative stuff and start replacing it with positive stuff. I'm not telling you to throw away your donuts. What I'm telling you is, how about replacing that donut with something that's going to serve you, something that's going to help you to live the quality of life that you want to live, without you having to go through all of this other negative and non-productive stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's going to be, it's up to you. You can do it. I believe you can do it. And I know that there's probably quite a few people, at least one out there, one other person besides me and you that really want this to happen for you. This show, again, isn't about me. You know, my suggestion is we need to drink more water, get rid of the soda and coffee. I'm not saying don't drink soda. I'm not saying don't drink coffee. But how about replacing a couple of cups or a couple of glasses with a glass of water or some orange juice or some apple juice, something negative, positive to drink. You know, instead of sitting on our bed all day, how about we try to do some exercises? 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes, and then take the 15 minutes and turn it into 30, and then turn the 30 into 45 every day. Just a little exercise. It's going to go a long way, you know? Like I said, the next show we're going to talk about 50 and fit. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have got to stop sacrificing ourselves, and we have got to stop doing things that are negative. Again, to be 50 and to be in a wheelchair is unacceptable. To be 50 and to be basically insulin-driven diabetic is ridiculous. To have a gut that looks like you're in your third trimester is ridiculous. Again, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, you know, getting a manicure, getting a pedicure is not being fit. We need to get out there and start doing things that are going to help us. Dance will help you. Martial arts will help you. Weightlifting will help you. Getting around a more social and positive peer group. Notice I said positive peer group. Going to your church does not mean that you're around a positive peer group. It just means that you're around people of like minds that say they believe in a higher spirit. However, if their actions do not echo their comments, then that's a group you don't want to be around. That's a group you don't want to deal with. Ladies and gentlemen, guard yourself, guard your mind, and guard your time. Time is the most precious. Time is the most precious entity that we have. And it's the only thing that we truly have. It's your only bartering chip, okay? If you don't use it, you lose it. Again, time is your only asset. If you don't use it, you lose it. Understand that if you work a job, your job should be just as thankful that you're willing to sit there, of course, and do your work, but that you're willing to sit there and be there and do your work as they are to pay you a salary. And keep in mind that they will not pay you unless you're worth more than they're willing to pay you. And trust me, if they're paying you $250,000 a day, a month, they're still not paying you what you are worth. Because if I was to give your CEO the choice as into another day of life and another year of pay, he would choose the other day of life. And I have no question about that. And that's something that I would like you all to also consider. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and as always, I want to thank you for listening to us, and I hope that you take this particular show seriously and that you pass it on to your friends, neighbors, because not only a mind is a terrible waste, so is a person. Don't throw your life away. Don't throw your relationships away. You can grow and become a better person. You can grow and become the person you were meant to be. Take the right path. There's several of them. It isn't just one. But right now, most of us are taking the wrong paths. So choose wisely. Guard your mind, guard your body, guard your soul. Touch and have a great and wonderful day.